Welcome back. Michael Warren Thomas here. It's For Love of Food, a phase three opening for Finger Lakes region and much of New York, or much of upstate New York, is coming June 12th. If it stays on the schedule as previously announced, hopefully it will. But some restaurants were allowed to open up. Well, not some restaurants, but any restaurants that had outdoor seating were allowed to open this past, I don't know, Thursday or Friday. It was announced Thursday, and they could start serving on Friday, perhaps. But not all of them have. So even if it's a restaurant that you normally go to and you know they have a patio, don't assume that they're open. Check online. Call them if you can't tell, if they haven't posted updates. But don't assume that all the restaurants are open. It's a good way to sort of do a soft reopening. It's certainly not a way that restaurants are going to make much money. That we'll have some income coming in, which is good, but the expenses to have people dining only outside and, you know, tables 6 feet apart and, you know, the limitations of how many tables you can fit on a sidewalk or somewhere else. And that is a severe limitation on the number of people that can dine there, which is a good thing at this point as a transition. I don't think it's going to, in June 12th, they can start to have people indoors again, if this goes according to plan, but with those similar restrictions of tables 6 feet apart. They also, it was announced that you must wear a mask unless you're at your table. And so if you're not seated, you need to have a mask on. So that means going into the restaurant, going out of the restaurant, going to the bathroom, whatever that you're doing that's you're not seated, you need to put a mask on. And by the way, if you're looking for some interesting masks, handmade masks, something that has some character to it and is, you know, well made, Robin Bishoping at Newbury Park and Friends, Newbury Pastries and Friends, today from 11 to 3, she'll be there along with some other vendors and has these masks, which I think are maybe $10, something like that. So I'm going to try and get over there and get a spare mask or two because invariably I end up using mine occasionally after I've been gardening or something, and so and it's partly white with butterflies on it and hard to keep it clean when your fingers have been in the garden. So I need a backup mask or two, and they'll be there from 11 to 3, it's Mushroom Boulevard, the Genesee Regional Market that runs off Clay Road. So it's about 6-7 vendors that are usually at the Brighton Farmers Market, and most of whom are now back at the Brighton Farmers Market on Sundays. And last Sunday was the second Sunday of the Brighton Farmers Market, but the first one where you could shop on site rather than only pre-order. And I think that will continue tomorrow. So, again, Robin, one of the vendors who also has some wonderful soaps and other things that has done some quite a variety of homemade masks. She's got, judging by the photo and what I've seen when I've been there, a lot of different fabrics that she's used. So if you're, you know, have a couple of spares, maybe, you know, you accidentally drop yours in your soup and you don't want to put that back on to go out of the restaurant, maybe have an extra one around. Again, not all restaurants have reopened. many of them have. Some of them with surprising outdoor dining options. I saw Veneto was offering some seating in their parking lot. And these are temporary situations. Some of them may choose to do this in the long run with the if they own the property or if they get the approval of the property owner. But a lot of these seating options are temporary as a transition to indoor dining and really to get the restaurants open. So I saw Good Luck, which doesn't really have much sidewalk space, had some tables set up in a garden, which they use right across the street. Across Anderson Alley, there's a garden where they grow things for the restaurant, I think, and they'd set up some tables there. Places are being creative. They want to be open. And one of the reasons I mentioned that I don't think restaurants are going to make any money, any profit, certainly with this type of operation, is that you'll consider tipping high, tipping extra, and keep in mind they're trying to recover from this shutdown. So again, it's exciting, I think, to see this. I think a lot of people are worried that there's going to be a so-called second wave of infections if people are not wearing masks and if they're not being careful, and we'll have to go backwards, and the reopening will have to be ratcheted back. But if people are careful, we've learned enough about this disease that we have a better sense of how to fight it and how to limit infections. We've seen other countries around the world be able to do it. We just have to follow the science. This virus does not respond to, hoping it will go away. It doesn't respond to hoping you won't get an infection. It responds, you can control it by wearing a mask, which helps to keep you from infecting other people and to a more limited degree keeps you from also touching your face and potentially breathing in the virus. So be aware of that as you're visiting some of the restaurants here in our area. And let me know if you run into some places that really have some pretty cool outdoor spaces. I really love the garden photo I saw from Good Luck. We have some very creative people in the restaurant industry, and they'll make some really nice experiences for people. So let me know what you run into that is especially cool. Also, going on at Rock Brewing from 11 to 4, the FLX Wienery is going to be doing a pop-up. You need to place your orders in advance. You can't just show up, and they may well sell out. You need to check Rock Brewing's website or follow them on Facebook and figure out this. But you can go to rockbrewingcosquare.com to place your orders. Rock Brewing Cosquare, COSQUARE. And you can find that on their Facebook link. And some really fantastic dishes. The idea is that FLX Wienery is going to be moving into that space with Rock Brewing. That construction is underway. They're hoping to have been open by now, but obviously with the shutdown, that has put a lot of things on hold. But they're moving ahead with it, and it's going to look pretty cool. And FLX Wienery is Christopher Bates and Isabel Bogacki's restaurant. The first one they opened, before they opened FLX Table and FLX Freibird, it is down on Seneca Lake, midway down the lake, and it is right near Glenora, and a hot dog stand that does some pretty amazing hot dogs and hamburgers. They use Zweigels. I saw Zweigels posted this pop-up they were doing, and one of the reasons that Zweigels posted that is that the Wienery is used Zweigels hot dogs. They make their own sausage. They make their own hamburgers, but they do use Zweigels hot dogs at the Wienery. So check it out if you want links or details. Michael at SaverLife.com. The Rock Brewing is located on Union Street, right across from the National Museum of Play and the new addition, which is on hold. The parking lot is up, or the parking garage is up, but the new addition is on hold. There's other building going on in that area along Union Street. So Rock Brewing, pre-order. Don't just show up today expecting, just because of limitations on space and service and demand. They may sell out of some things. And one of the cool things that the Wienery has done since they opened was they serve their fries in a clay pot with a paper, kind of a paper wrapping. Maybe it's because I'm a gardener. I've always liked that presentation. So FLX Wienery is at Rock Brewing today for a pop-up 11 to 4. Get your orders in advance. And, these are not cheap hot dogs and hamburgers. They're not even inexpensive ones. But you need to try one. They are really delicious. And I've said this before, don't try to eat one of their hamburgers or hot dogs while you're driving. Take it home and eat it. Eat it outdoors somewhere, but don't try to eat it while you're driving because it will make a terrible mess. Really, the way they fill things with all kinds of great sauce and, egg and all kinds of other things, just a disaster to try to drive while eating one of those. So, again, Rock Brewing, Rock Brewing Company, and it's rockbrewingcosquare.com to place your orders today. So if you hear of things like this, email me, michael@saverlife.com. The exciting thing for me about FLX Wienery coming to Rochester, I really like their food, but also this is a master sommelier who owns FLX Wienery and FLX Table. And it's exciting to have a master sommelier with a restaurant in Rochester. It's unusual that restaurant is a hot dog and hamburger stand, essentially, but they'll probably have the most interesting wine collection of, at least they do down on Seneca Lake, the most interesting and extensive wine collection of any hot dog and hamburger stand in probably in the world. There aren't even many restaurants where you can get a glass or a taste of Domaine Romanée Conti, one of the most expensive wines in the world. They do that in December as their one of their special events. So it is a fascinating person and chef and master sommelier, and I'm excited he's coming to Rochester. It's a good thing for Rochester. It's a good thing for other restaurants here. Master sommeliers tend to shine a spotlight on where they are, and he's one of the more effective ones at doing that on social media. So check him out on Facebook, and you can kind of keep track of what he's up to. We'll take a quick break. Be back afterwards from our sponsors.
In January, it's so nice, while slipping on the sliding ice. Just sip hot chicken soup with rice. Sipping once, sipping twice. Sipping chicken soup with rice. In February, it will be my snowman's anniversary. With cake for him.
Welcome back. Mike Oren Thomas here, the sponsors of For the Love of Food. And these are places that I've gone out to recruit because these are some of my favorite places. And it was quite a few years ago that people were, well, it was like 20 years ago, people were telling me, you've got to get to Lombardi's Gourmet Foods in Fairport. That's a really cool place. And I went through Fairport a couple times. Again, it was like 17 years ago. And I couldn't find it in Fairport. It wasn't immediately obvious. They're just north of the railroad tracks, Route 250, and they have a couple spots to park in front. There's a flag and, you know, a small sign. It's not, you know, it's not a huge billboard. It is easy to miss. They have more parking in back and a rear entrance also. And it is really truly a special place. When I finally got there, I was disappointed. I'd missed a couple years of shopping at Lombardi's. They have lots of easy meals. You know, if you want to bring some easy meals to a friend or relative or neighbor, they've got some a couple dozen types of raviolis that are frozen, for example, including some vegan options. And then some fantastic sauces. Their marinara sauce is really delicious. They've got meats and prosciutto, all kinds of things that you could put together some easy meals this summer and stock your refrigerator and freezer. I've got some of their spinach pesto in our freezer and about 300 kinds of pasta, too. It's fun to explore. Everything to set your table and to cook with, as well as the ingredients and some easy meals. It's a Lombardi's Gourmet Foods. It's a lombardisgourmet.com. Open Monday through Saturday. Also brought to you by Max of Eastman Place, Max Chop House, Aunt Rosie's, all three restaurants. Tony Galisi's, her family of restaurants, and they all are doing takeout. And also we'll be able to do some outdoor dining. So call ahead, check. See what the options are. Things are going to be changing a lot over the next week as the Phase 3 reopening comes along. And depending on whether it's Max of Eastman Place or Aunt Rosie's or the Chop House, call, make some reservations, do some takeout. See what they're doing between now and June 12th, the reopening date. It's at maxrochesterny.com. You can get more details. MaxRochesterNY.com. Some awesome photography on their website. Also brought to you by Foxwind Vineyards and Anthony Road Wine Company, just south of Geneva, both offering curbside pickup. Both are planning to reopen tasting rooms June 12th if the Phase 3 opening continues as planned. And they have lots and lots of outdoor spaces at both wineries. Great views and picnic tables, etc. So there are lots of options for being outside at both Fox Run Vineyards and Anthony Road Wine Company. Just an hour away, about 2 miles apart, south of Geneva on Route 14. It's Anthony Road Wine, AnthonyRoadWine.com, FoxRunVineyards.com. And finally, brought to you by Rohrbach Brewing Company. This brewery is been one of the key businesses to help to really create Rochester as a beer destination. They opened in 1991 and have two locations, the brew pub on Buffalo Road that's been there for years. They serve 7 days a week and have reopened their patio outside. They have a tent over it, a large outdoor patio at Rohrbach's. Also, their Beer Hall on Railroad Street by the Public Market, also open and available for takeout, and of course, awesome beer to go with that. Maybe try their pineapple wheat, perhaps a Red Wing Ale, Space Kitty. Also, are bringing out Kind Kitty once again. So lots of beer to try, and you'll find it in grocery stores, restaurants also. Rohrbach's.com for more information. when you call and visit our sponsors. Tell them you heard about it here on For the Love of Food.
Dave's got something for you. Tell you what it is. I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. Oh, my, my, I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hold on a second, baby. I got put my banana Dixie cups. All flavors and push-ups, too. I'm your ice cream man, baby. Stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hold on one more. Well, I'm usually...
Welcome back. Michael Warren Thomas here. It's For the Love of Food. Exciting times, but also... challenging times for our restaurants as they work to reopen. And just heard an interview this past week with Jonathan Leach and John Kolkas from John John's Specialty or John John's Bakery. They were interviewed on WXXI by Evan Dawson and talking about what they'd done to transition their business because. A lot of their business had been doing farmers markets at three hospitals. Unity, Rochester General, and Strong all had farmers markets at the hospitals. And, of course, those were shut down with the coronavirus. And that took away a huge amount of business for them. So they're now back at the Rochester Public Market. They started there. Many, many years ago, and then really transitioned to doing more of the smaller markets like the Brighton Farmers Market and the hospital markets, and so they're now back at the Rochester Public Market on Saturdays and have awesome list of things that they have for dessert, but also some savory dishes, and they've. Also done, started their Sunday suppers. Changes each week. You pre-order. And again, they're doing a few dozen of these Sunday suppers. So it was a good interview. You can check it out in their archives. And I've interviewed them numerous times. Love their desserts and their... Jonathan's chocolate cake is pretty extraordinary. For one, it's one of the darkest chocolate cakes you'll run into. Great texture and frosting, but not too much frosting. I've said this before. I run into cakes sometimes that go to events or whatever, and cakes that people bring and. The cake is so heavy because the frosting is so heavy and there's so much frosting. And I guess there are obviously people who love that. I'm just not, I like the cake part maybe better than the frosting. Perhaps that's really strange. But, places like Cheesy Eddie's, they do it just right. It's not too much frosting. And John John's with their chocolate cake. Not too much frosting, and they would, if you want more, they'd be happy to put more on it for you. I guess if you want to order extra frosting, which perhaps people do, but I have this distinct memory of going. It was a grocery store, and I saw a chocolate cake, and I think it was a situation where I needed one, and the other bakeries weren't open, and I needed one at the last minute, and I lifted this cake. And it was so heavy. So I didn't get it. And I don't know what I did, but I didn't get that chocolate cake. It was crazy how heavy it was. So anyway, John John's Bakery is at the Rochester Public Market now. And we'll be at the Brighton Farmers Market tomorrow, which, as I said in the previous hour, has reopened. Not all vendors are necessarily... open as usual. Some may be still doing some pre-orders. You can check the Brighton Farmers Market website, brightonfarmersmarket.org. It's from 9 to 1 and on Sunday mornings the Brighton High School parking lot. And it's really some great weather tomorrow. You know, often it seems like the farmers markets get rain or thunderstorms or wind, and tomorrow looks like it's going to be cool and sunny and great day for a farmers market. And they do ask you to wear a mask when you go to the farmers markets and the public market. You should anyway, just to be careful. And heard from one of our listeners that they want my frosting. Cool. I'm just not a big sugar person. It's one of the reasons I really like the pies that Herd Orchards does. They don't use as much sugar as a lot of other companies do with making pie and jams and jellies. And as I said before, sugar is cheap. Fruit is not. And sugar is a filler. Maybe it's because I don't consume that much sugar. I don't know. Yesterday, stopped by Powers Farm Market and picked up some more asparagus and posted to Instagram that that season is going to come to an end here. And if you love asparagus, it kind of started late, and Mother Nature sped up the end of spring and start of summer. And so, if you like asparagus, you love asparagus, get a lot of it right now and freeze it, save it, because that season is going to be coming to an end. We have a special guest with us from Herd Orchards, and this is one of the three generations that works at Herd Orchards. We talked to Amy McComber in the previous hour, and this is her daughter, Emilia Sedonio. Good morning, Emilia.
Good morning, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's a lovely day, and what's happening at the farm?
So it is just so exciting. We have fresh apple and rhubarb pies coming out of the oven. I can smell them from where I am right now.
Really?
We also
rhubarb.
Have our... Yes, it's just delicious. We made the pies with our special kind of red rhubarb, which makes them very red on the inside instead of just the traditional green rhubarb. And they're just wonderful. We also have our honey oatmeal bread coming out of the oven, and I was so excited to have my first piece.
Oh, to start your day off, right?
Yes.
That oatmeal bread is really good with honey on it. I don't know if you've tried
yes,
that, but
it
it's really good. What are the hours that should people call ahead if they want a pie?
It would be wonderful if they could call ahead, or you can order online through our website. And we're open Thursdays and Saturdays from 11 to 2.
All right. And it's just a half an hour from downtown Rochester, so I'm going to be able to get there. And I got to get a rhubarb pie. Can I order a rhubarb pie on the air here from you?
Of course.
Good.
One
so save one of those for me.
For you.
Thank you.
The
rhubarb is darker red, right? I mean, it seems like all rhubarb should be the same, but it makes a difference.
Yes, it does. It's a wonderful color.
So you mentioned rhubarb and apple pies are coming out of the oven?
Yep.
You still have frozen pies available that people can order too?
Yes, we have frozen apple, have some frozen cherry, along with our frozen rhubarb.
And when people come on Thursdays and Saturdays, do they need to pre-order jams and jellies and some of your other products like that?
You can pre-order, or you can just come on in. We are open for customers in our market now, and we will offer you what we have on hand.
All right. Well, yeah, lots and lots of jams and jellies and in the past, you've offered eggs there that you had raised, Is that something that you're still doing, or is that?
We do have some eggs, yes.
They're, as I recall, colorful eggs because the type of chickens that you have.
Yes, they're kind of like an Easter collection of eggs.
Right, right. So, Amelia, you know, you're a high school senior. What kinds of things about growing up on the farm have really meant a lot to you as you look back on growing up there?
Well, it's just been wonderful to be with my mom and grandma all the time. That special relationship has really helped me a lot, and I've kind of grown up to want to be like them. But it's also just a great experience to just be able to work all summer kind of right out your back door, and also to just enjoy the outdoors and just learn while you're working. It's not kind of a traditional job where, I mean, you wash cars for your neighbor or something like that. I mean, you're just always learning something new on the farm.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're maybe more connected to nature than a lot of kids your age, just because you're out there with the in the fruit farm?
I think I probably am. Yeah. It's just such a great experience. I mean, I would wish it on anyone that could ever have the opportunity to just grow up on a farm. It's just wonderful, and you can just truly appreciate the butterfly flying by in the breeze, or the bees pollinating the trees. Or the flowers growing in the garden. It's just wonderful.
So do you have a favorite kind of pie?
My favorite kind of pie is actually rhubarb. My mom made a test pie, I think, about a week ago, just so we could make sure our recipe was right. And I think I probably ate half the pie. It was so good.
Yeah, and now, usually you see strawberry rhubarb pies available. It's kind of unusual to see just a rhubarb pie, and that's, I much prefer them that way.
Yes. Just rhubarb, the rhubarb is just such a special flavor that I personally like it better than strawberry rhubarb.
Yeah.
Because you don't really get a diluted rhubarb flavor. You get a straight rhubarb, and it's just, rhubarb is such a different flavor that it's hard to put words around it.
Now, strawberry season's coming, right?
Yes, our strawberries should be ready by the end of next week.
And you see strawberries in grocery stores all year long, but the flavor is so different.
Nothing quite like a fresh picked strawberry.
Right, right, and you know that's one of the reasons I don't like strawberry rhubarb pie as much, because you cook the strawberries for it. I prefer strawberries. If I have strawberry jam, it's an uncooked type of strawberry jam. So I just love strawberry, that flavor. Mine aren't ripe yet.
Just like rhubarb.
Yeah, exactly. So, again, Thursdays and Saturdays, Amelia, and maybe people will check later over the next few weeks to see what some of the options might be for lunches and things at Herd Orchards?
Yes, yes. We're hoping to be able to have some.
All right. Well, I know you always bring in so many great flowers into your market for sale, but also just to decorate, and it's just beautiful. So I'll be out to get rhubarb pie today.
Perfect. We will have one ready.
All right. Thanks, Amelia.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Amelia Sidonio, the daughter of Amy Mackamer and granddaughter of Sue Heard Mackamer, and we'll talk to Sue, the third of the three generations, in the next hour on Discover the Finger Lakes. We'll talk to her. She has a degree from Cornell in pomology, studied agriculture, and they do market baskets. We'll talk about that again in the next hour. So three generations currently working at the farm, but Amelia is the eighth generation at the Heard farm. And as I posted a Rochester Food Net Instagram yesterday, support your local farmers, your farm markets, local businesses in general, but farming is if you ever try to grow more of your own vegetables and things in your backyard, it will give you more respect, even more respect, I think, for what farmers do, because you pay more attention to the weather when you have your own plants growing outside. And, you know, you go out after end of the day today and you see them completely wilted because it was so sunny and so warm, and you realize maybe a little bit how much care goes into producing the fruit and the vegetables, the meats and dairy that our farmers produce here in our area. In the last hour, we talked with Emilio's mother, Amy, about this unique area that we live in, and I really I love the fact that we can grow so many beautiful fruits and vegetables here that can't necessarily be grown in many parts of the country. We are certainly limited on citrus here, but beyond that, we have awesome peaches and cherries, raspberries and blueberries, and apples, of course, which don't do well much further south because they like the cold. They don't grow apples in Florida or even much of the south. Just amazing, the range of what we can grow here, and I really love that fact. And my calendar sort of is driven by that. So strawberries will be coming, as she said, in the next another week, 10 days. And then we'll have things like cherries, blueberries, raspberries, then peaches, then apples. It is a season of fruit here in our area. The phone number here, 585-346-3000, as I mentioned in the previous hour, I have a $100 gift card to Sarah's Garden Center that will go out to one of our listeners, and I will do the drawing on Monday from emails that are sent. I'll assign them all a number, do a drawing of those numbers, and then I'll let you know who gets the $100 gift card to Sarah's Garden Center in Brockport. You just have to use it by the end of the year. But I think I could be able to manage that. They have some amazing plants, and they were my original sponsor. So I want to use these gift cards as a way to thank sponsors, but also recognize independent businesses here in our area. So again, email me, michael@saverlife.com. If you don't have email or prefer, you can send me a postcard, and you'll be in a drawing for a gift card for next weekend. The mail won't get here in time for a Monday drawing. So again, email me, michael@saverlife.com. If you don't have email, you could ask a friend or neighbor or someone to send the email for you. michael@saverlife.com. We'll take a quick break. Back afterwards from our sponsors. When I met you, boy, you were as sweet as cherry pie. Welcome back. Michael Warren Thomas here, the sponsors of For Love of Food, and those include Ristorante Lucano, which is a special place, and they have some fantastic, truly Italian food. It's owned by Chuck and Joanne Formoso, who will be celebrating their 20th anniversary of the restaurant, very appropriately here in 2020, this fall, and it's truly Italian food. So this is not Italian-American, which there's lots of. This is truly Italian food with an all-Italian wine list. except for one wine, which is from the Finger Lakes. It's all Italian. So if you want to explore the world of Italian wine along with Italian food, get some from Lucano. It's ristorantelucano.com for more information. And ristorantelucano.com. Also brought to you by Knapp Winery and Vineyard Restaurant. Their restaurant will be opening later this summer. The winery is open for curbside pickup. Tasting room planned to open June 12th and for phase three reopening. It's knappwine.com. They're west side of Cayuga Lake. They are shipping wine, so if you would like a selection of delicious Finger Lakes wines, many different varieties, check out their website, knappwine.com. Also brought to you by Captain Jim's Seafood Market and Mayor's Paint and Hardware. They are right near each other. Captain Jim's is on East Main, where it ends at Winton, and Mayor's is on Winton and Blossom. So if you need to fix something around your house, and we keep running into things that are breaking or need help. And so I've been over at Mayor Hardware a number of times. They have curbside pickup available, and also you can go into shop if you wear a mask. They're at Winton and Blossom. And Captain Jim's, you can call for takeout. It's 482-3640. They have both fried fish and fried smelts and things like baked salmon, as well as fresh seafood and shellfish. It's Captain Jim's Seafood Market, open Tuesday through Saturday. And Dr. Constantine Frank Vinifera Wine Cellars is on just above Cayuga Lake in Hammondsport, just an hour and 15 minutes away. Beautiful drive, and they plan to open for June 12th. They have shipping available, though, and some fantastic sparkling wines and many reds and whites to choose from. A great history to the winery. As I've said many times, you really should read the biography of Dr. Frank. They can ship that to you, or you can pick it up when you go down and pick up at the winery. It's maybe $30. Riveting, fascinating story of Dr. Frank before he came to this country and after he came here. So many details that Tom Russ, the author, researched, wrote this book while many of the key people in the family were still alive, and was able to get amazing detail on the history of Dr. Constantine Frank. So the book's been out for a number of years now, but it never gets old. This is some great history. And again, drfrankwines.com. You can get more details, drfrankwines.com. When you call and visit our sponsors, tell them you heard about it here on For Love of Food.
Have a banana, Anna. Try the salami, Tommy. Give it to gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Try a tomato plate too. Here's cacciatore, Dory. Taste the bologna, Tony. Everybody eats when they come to my house. I fix your favorite dishes, hoping this good food fills you.
Welcome back. Mike Warren Thomas here. It's For Love of Food. And yesterday was Donut Day. I did not go out to Schutz and get a donut, but that's where I would have gone if I did go out to get a donut yesterday. They were giving away free donuts, one per person, while supplies lasted yesterday at Schutz, but that was yesterday. So today, you can purchase them, and they have my favorite donuts. Their cinnamon donuts are my favorite, pretty much by far, of any donuts that I've had in the Rochester area. I don't eat a ton of donuts, and that probably doesn't surprise you, given I was describing how I don't like a lot of frosting on my cakes. I don't tend to go for the really sugary donuts, but they're that one with the cinnamon sugar is one that I really like. Do you have some favorites, not just donuts, but other foods and things around our area? Email me, michael@saferlife.com. I saw a note that Stone Cat Cafe in the Finger Lakes is going to be reopening their outdoor dining next weekend, not this weekend, but next weekend. They are open for curbside pickup Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. So if you want to head to the Finger Lakes and we're looking to get some food to maybe use as a picnic, Stone Cat Cafe might be an option. Also, this coming week, Wednesday and Friday, and then they will be adding their outdoor seating. Stone Cat Cafe is east side of Seneca Lake. Scott Signori, one of the key local food chefs in our area, is a fascinating person and awesome chef. He really is. So if you have never been there, you should make sure to get down to Stone Cat Cafe at some point, maybe this spring / early summer. Seafood in particular, he does really phenomenal seafood. And not a big restaurant. They do have, I think, a fair amount of outdoor seating, which is helpful right now. And but again, that won't start at Stone Cat until next weekend. But you can meet Scott to have him in person. He posted a video to Instagram. You'll probably find that on their Facebook page also. It's Stone Cat Cafe. Again, special place here in our region, and one that doesn't do much advertising promotion. It's really only word of mouth, and Scott's been there for many years. They've got a great reputation. They do close for the winter and reopened in April. Well, started curbside service at some point, probably maybe a month ago, but they are normally a seasonal restaurant. Also saw a note from Samantha Baskis that she is launching a GoFundMe campaign. This is a cool project in Geneva. We're going to interview her tomorrow on the wine show. You can tune in. She'll be on at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning on the wine show. And this is to create a pay-what-you-can model food truck or restaurant. She says, everyone, regardless of economic status, deserves the chance to eat healthy food while being treated with dignity. I'd like to bridge the gap of food insecurity and inequality by creating a pay-what-you-can model restaurant or food truck right here in Geneva community. So she's been another one of the key chefs of our region for a couple of decades, and really a pretty amazing person. If you've heard me interview her perhaps or read about her, she's done a lot to shine a spotlight on the Finger Lakes. She appeared on Chopped on the Food Network, and also brought the Eat Retreat group to the Finger Lakes for the first time a couple of years ago. Constantly working on the cutting edge of food in general. And there are other pay-what-you-can restaurants in the country and around the world. This is not a concept she's inventing, but she wants to bring it to the Finger Lakes, to our region. And over the last couple of months during the shutdown, she has been volunteering and working to create dinners. She does the cooking on Friday nights, and the dinners are available on Saturdays for pickup, or you can order in advance. It's one dish that they do each, one is a different one each week. The way they've been doing this, they sell half of them and they give away half of them. So and they're buying local foods. These are products from local farms that they're using as much as possible, and so they are helping the community in a multitude of ways, and she wants to take this to the next level. The GoFundMe campaign just started a couple of days ago, and proud to say I was the first donor, largely because I happened to notice her put this up. I just happened to be on Facebook, and within 2 minutes of her posting it, I noticed it, shared it, liked it, loved it, and donated to the GoFundMe campaign. Donate $5, donate $1,000, whatever, to help make this happen. No amount is too small. So, I think we'll see more of these types of restaurants, food trucks around the country. But she's already, in a sense, launched this model with the cooking they're doing. I think it's a Methodist church in Geneva where they are cooking. They started doing this because there were meals available Monday through Friday for people that couldn't afford to buy food. They realized that there was no option on Saturdays or Sundays. So they started this food kitchen that sells food, but also gives it away. She had a beef bolognese a couple weeks ago. Every Friday she leads a team of volunteers that cook. The pickup is on Saturdays in Geneva. So she's someone to watch, someone to follow, and someone to go and taste food wherever she's making it. She was the chef that helped to open Kindred Fair. She was there for the first year Kindred Fair in Geneva was open. She had simply Red Bistro for many years in the Finger Lakes in several locations, and has done a cookbook. Worked at the Piggery at a butcher shop in Ithaca for a couple of years. Has done pop-up bakeries. One of the most experienced chefs in not just our region, but in sort of upstate New York in general. So if you want links to it, pay what you can, model food truck or restaurant, GoFundMe campaign for a project in Geneva, email me, michael@saverlife.com. And if you want to be in the running for that $100 gift card to Sarah's Garden Center, which even if you don't have a garden and don't plan to put any plants in the ground, you could give it to someone. But I pretty much guarantee you'll find some hanging baskets or herbs or things that you'll really enjoy at Sarah's Garden Center. And you'll just love going there. And email me to be in the running for this. The drawing will be on Monday, michael@saverlife.com. I'm sorry to say the Apple Tree Inn is no longer open. They closed a couple of years ago because of health considerations. I love that combination of things to send people out to Sarah's Garden Center and the Apple Tree Inn and Herd Orchards, which are all relatively near each other on the west side. There's also Bergen Water Gardens, which is maybe 15 minutes south of them. But the Apple Tree Inn is no longer open. It's been for sale. Don't know if there's been progress on that sale, but that was available if someone's looking to run a restaurant. Herd Orchards is open right now Thursdays and Saturdays, and Sarah's Garden Center is open 7 days a week. So I would try to combine those things. As Amelia said earlier this hour, they're open until 2 at Herd Orchards. I might have to call them back and ask them to reserve 2 rhubarb pies. I don't want to risk them maybe not having that. I do love rhubarb pies. And I've got rhubarb in my garden. It's not that deep red rhubarb variety that Herd Orchards has, but I have rhubarb. Several times we've made rhubarb jam, rhubarb compote, rhubarb sauce, it's no good raw. You don't want to eat rhubarb stems raw, but cook it down, caramelize it a little bit, add a bunch of sugar, but not too much sugar. So if you're following a recipe, I would, you're making a rhubarb sauce or jam yourself, I would, and this goes for a lot of things, not baking, because percentages are important, and amounts, but in making a lot of things, like a jam or a jelly, try cutting the sugar in half and then adding more. You can always add more. You can't really take it out very easily. I guess you could dilute it by adding more fruit, but start with less sugar, and that's healthier with less sugar, but you also get more flavor of the fruit, I think, rather than just the sweetness. So again, if you want details on anything you heard me mention this morning, email me, michael@saverlife.com. And we will be back in the next hour with Discover the Finger Lakes here on WYSL 1040.